Earlier this year, as we've discussed on a previous episode of The Old Mole, the Welcome Home Coalition, in partnership with Sisters of the Road, released their report, Finding Home, Lasting Solutions Rooted in Community Expertise, which surveyed and consulted those with lived experience of homelessness in the Portland area. That research confirmed that the city needs to pivot to a housing and support service-focused response to homelessness and away from the current system of sweeps and shelters. As part of the Finding Home project, Welcome Home produced a short film directed by Alex Wakefield, featuring the voices of people who know the solutions that will actually reduce homelessness. Welcome Home has graciously granted us permission to share audio from that film here on The Old Mole, but we also recommend watching it, since the visuals include informative text and compelling images. Here are the voices of some who truly understand the problems of homelessness and how best to address it.
The fear of being homeless has never left me or my sons, though it's been 28 years since we got rehoused. I am now 61 years old. All the services that were in place all those years ago are gone. The streets are so unsafe for women. I see older women living on the streets and my heart breaks. Out of control rents, lack of people caring, has resulted in people in their golden years in a desperate survival mode.
I became houseless due to circumstances that I couldn't help. My husband had left. I lost the house, I lost the business, I lost everything, and literally wound up walking away.
Kicked out of my house around 14. I never experienced having a place of my own. I was always couch surfing, in and out of shelters.
When I first got to Portland, I had took a chance and did the whole Craigslist thing. My gut said no, but I did it anyways. And then when I came up here, they said they didn't know who I was, already taken my money, all that kind of stuff. So
I became a victim of domestic violence. My wrist was broken. I lost my career, my house, the boat, the car, the dream.
That age of growing up and trying to figure out what's going on with me and what kind of things I need to do to care for myself, how I fit in the world, what the world even is. And I ended up on the streets of Portland as a teenager.
So they towed my truck and they towed my RV in one fell swoop. Left me with a backpack and a couple of tool bags. I went from being a halfway normal person to nothing.
You're always one paycheck away. You go to work tomorrow and next day lose your job and you're out there on the streets.
Yeah, I guess just like anyone, just life happens, and it wasn't something I was prepared for, but I was thrusted into it and just trying to make the best out of it at this, you know, current time.
I didn't choose, you know, in third grade, when the teacher said, what do you want to be when you grow up? I didn't say I want to be homeless.
Why do we have, you know, a Congress full of men, full of white men, making decisions about women? Why do we have a Congress full of straight white men making decisions about the LGBTQ community? We only get authentic results when you are dealing with authentic people who are going through the real and raw experiences.
We're living in it. We know what it's like, and it's not like through pie charts or through different graphs or anything. It's actually lived experience, which I mean, I think there's no experience like lived experience.
It's not somebody sitting in a glass window saying that this is what it's supposed to be like.
I'm a number to a lot of those people. They don't know me. They don't know my story. They don't care about my story. I'm a number. That's all I am. I'm a figure to them.
These are the people who have lived through it. They have been saying what we need to do for a long time, and we just like need to listen to those voices.
It's so hard to get in, but it's so easy to get kicked out and thrown out, you know, and a lot of people don't get that second chance or opportunity because they blew it here, and if you blow it here, it's like you blow it statewide.
I have an arson on my record. I didn't burn nothing down. I threw a lighter at somebody and I took a plea bargain. In California, 20 years ago, and they're still holding it against me today. I never burned anything down.
most of these shelters that they have around here, they don't open until 8 o'clock at night. And then you gotta stand in line and wait for your name to be called. And sometimes your name ain't even called. And then you gotta worry about where you're gonna sleep on the streets tonight. They need to have more opportunities.
Housing is notorious for just kicking the problem down the road.
And who wants to go live next to somebody in a congregate shelter when someone might have like schizophrenia or, you know, like they might be on a drug-induced psychosis? We don't feel safe.
It's not a system for the unhoused to be successful.
Ridiculous how people are marginalized and put into a certain box rather than being helped where they're at regardless of circumstances. I think it's really important to provide housing first and then go back and triage and say, okay, how can we help you?
Banging our heads on old solutions that work that nobody's ever going to bother to follow up on, and old solutions that don't work that nobody cares about and keeps doing anyways.
Why don't they listen to the people who actually have to live it?
You know, we're not all derelicts, we're not all drug addicts. We didn't choose this. We just want to be heard, for one, and to have a fair chance at life.
I just got my apartment on Friday from Colton Bay.
I went through this outpatient program and introduced me to two housing programs. One's called Home Forward and one's called Urban League. I'm with both of them.
46 years old, and this is my first apartment ever.
Where I'm at now was because one of the other people in the shelter actually had found out that it was brand new and that they were actually taking applications for it.
I have a year rent free and they pay for it. I don't know how that works. I haven't gotten that far into it, but I'm going to find out. So they pay my rent for a year.
That's how we all kind of found housing, was that we were bouncing off of each other, saying this and no, I've already tried that, you do this, that kind of thing.
The ones that we do get into housing, it's always nice to see them getting in and like helping and being a part of it, because I know what it's like because I was in their position, you know, so I get to really identify, like, being housed in a tiny home is one thing, but moving to an apartment's another thing, and then keeping that apartment.
Never give up on life. Never. If it gets you down in the dumps, look upstairs. Always remember where you come from. You know what I mean? Do not let life get you down.
People that are homeless are still people. Shouldn't be ignored. Shouldn't be considered invisible. Don't count. I wish people would actually take more time and talk to people that are homeless and find out the situation, because everyone is different.
And people talk about homeless people like they're the bad people. You know, some people are, some people aren't. Not everybody is the same as everybody else.
Just come talk to us. We just don't want to be exiled and treated like we're trash.